Radio Free Redoubt begins in 5, 4, 3, 2...
Good morning, Christian patriots. It is the morning commute here in the American Redoubt. Thank you all for tuning in on this fine April 8th, solar eclipse day. Good morning, Lady Liberty.
Good morning to you, and good morning, everyone out there. Welcome to Monochromatic Monday, where the truth of God is black and white.
That's right.
And, and we'll find out exactly what that all entails with this eclipse, right?
Coming up here in about another hour, it's supposed to start in off the coast of Mexico.
That's right, entering Eagle Pass.
Yeah, in Texas, Eagle Pass, about an hour later.
Yep.
It's going to go up through Mexico and then spend most of the better part of the day, like 4:30 or 4:45 p.m. Eastern. So about 1:30 Pacific, 1:45 Pacific, it'll be heading out over like Nova Scotia. So
right. There's some pretty interesting phenomenon going on around this. You know, everybody is fear-mongering and probably with fairly good reason, considering what this points to, according to the Bible and according to the case of Jonah and Nineveh, and how there was a solar eclipse right before Jonah gave his repentance speech to Nineveh.
Yes.
And just the fact that, you know, everybody that doesn't understand the Bible and what eclipses represent in the Bible,
right?
Then, you know, it's left up to all their wild ideas. You know, I mean, like, for instance, CERN, as well as NASA, is responding in such a bizarre way.
Yeah, we're going to fire rockets to test whatever they're testing. But the name of their operation is named after an Egyptian god, some serpent that swallowed the sun.
Yes,
right?
Yeah.
CERN is, well, it's got all kinds of demonic activity surrounding it.
That's right.
Pagan activity.
Right.
You know, and now, somebody brought up the question. They said, you know, they're trying to get proof. What proof was there? Because they can use now with the solar modeling, with computer modeling, you can find out precisely to the day and to the minute when a solar eclipse passed over a certain place.
That's right.
Well, there are a lot of pastors and other, and you have to be careful because there's so many YouTube people now that are like going for the clickbait stuff, you know. Are you ready for this?
Oh, not to mention AI is putting out a ton of deception.
Right. And so you've got people that are trying to get clicks for their channels, and they're just all the sensationalism and doom and gloom and stuff like that. So but somebody did ask the question, how do we know that on June 25th, 732 BC, there was actually a Jonah actually made his speech about repenting in Nineveh? Well, there isn't. And where that comes from, and some people are stating it like as if it's fact, as if it's just just everybody knows. Jonah preached and there was a solar eclipse on this date. But here's the, we don't know the exact date when he spoke, but what we do know from the Bible is that the king who was reigning in Judah or Israel at that time is named. We know precisely from all the records what year that king reigned.
That's right.
And it said, in the year of the reign of such and such a king, Jonah was called by God to go to Nineveh, blah, 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 blah. Well, if you use modern day computerized modeling, it takes you to, I think, June 25th. I want to say 732 BC, it was a full total solar eclipse over Nineveh.
Yep.
So how they're connecting those dots is that those people at that time were very tuned into signs in the heavens. I mean, it meant,
right,
an eclipse, a total solar eclipse meant an omen.
Right.
It meant something bad, some type of destruction is coming, and it usually did.
Right.
Isn't it any wonder that God put the sun and the moon and the stars for seasons, for signs, and also for our calendars?
Well, and plus the fact that at that time that Jonah went there, the Ninevites were worshiping a fish god.
Yes.
And so the fact that Jonah gets out of a fish... Right. And then there's a solar eclipse, and then Jonah arrives out of a fish's mouth.
Right.
That just about dropped them to their knees right then and there. Right. They were like almost, like freaking out just because they knew that had to be of the gods that he showed up. And so anything he had to say at that point was definitely going to be listened to.
Especially if it was accompanied by a total solar eclipse.
Exactly.
And so people are saying, well, there's no proof that there was a solar eclipse when he spoke, but you're right. But listen, if you know anything about the Ninevites from that time, this is the equivalent of Kyle Rittenhouse walking into Portland, Oregon, saying, you all need to repent, and then they do it.
Right.
What on earth would make Antifa, Black Lives Matter,
immediately repent
and start tearing their clothes and crying out to God?
Right.
What in the world would possibly happen to precipitate that type of response? It's going to be something major and drastic. And that's why a lot of pastors are speculating, but it is highly probable because we know what we do about that culture. They're extremely violent at that time, warring, and I mean, raping and pillaging and plundering, and it was as bad as it gets. And then a Hebrew walks in and says, you all need to repent, and they start tearing their clothes and doing it. And so,
but God would know that, which is
right.
Probably precisely why he had Jonah show up out of a fish's mouth.
Right.
You know, I mean, if you're going to be approaching these people that, like God described them as being, don't know their right hand from their left. Does that sound familiar?
Right. No kidding.
I mean, boy, talk about the same thing that we're looking at and dealing with today.
Can't tell the difference between a boy and a girl today.
Exactly. And so, you know, again, we're reminded that when we're called to repentance, God is not asking our enemies to repent. He's asking us, his people, his church, the people that have a big old X across the nation. That's
right.
Us. He gave this nation to us as a Christian nation founded on Christian principles and, you know, all the way back to the very beginning. And all of that history is extremely well documented.
Yeah.
And so when he's calling us to repentance, that means all of his church. We are the ones that are required to repent, not our enemies. And so he's not expecting Biden, Kamala Harris. He's not expecting any of these communists to do the repenting. This is on our shoulders. And so I hope people get that. Because he's not expecting the Nineveh thing, you know, to happen in Washington, D.C. This is across the whole nation.
Although that was the equivalent, though. That would be like Biden repenting, calling for repentance, and these people. I mean, the response of the Ninevites at that time. And all of the towns named Nineveh that this total solar eclipse is going to be going over. This is the reason why a lot of people are drawing these parallels, not to mention what the secular world is also doing for activities during that time. And also, we want to point out that in 1806 and 1811, there were also two total solar eclipses happened across the earth and made an X across the earth. After the second one, 90 days later, there was approximately 3 months later, there was a massive catastrophic earthquake.
That's right.
And it actually created some of the mountains in the Appalachian Mountains in that area. And it was felt as far as Boston, and it rang the bell in Philadelphia.
Yeah, it caused the Mississippi River to go backwards.
Yes, it flowed backwards.
Yep.
Yeah.
And so this is where we're at again today, which is very interesting. But you know what? There's been a lot of misinformed statements, like like scientists are pointing out that the path of totality is actually shifting a little bit, and it, you know, that doesn't make any difference at all. Right. It's not as if the direct path is going to be poisoned. You know right. what I mean? It's not.
it's clickbait.
Not, yes.
It's, you know, right now people are so tuned into it that anything solar eclipse, especially if it's official from scientists,
right.
Oh, alarms. You know, they're going to go check it out.
Right.
So.
Well, and then something yeah. else came up that was shared widely because of the Central Independent Reporters news media that, well, things just get passed around quickly from those guys. And it shows the picture of a Dairy Queen with a sign that says, "It's eclipse, not apocalypse. Relax."
Yeah.
Well, however, I have to say, you know, I get what they're saying, but the implications for the United States will be catastrophic
right.
if people fail to just get on their knees and wholeheartedly repent and return to God and His commandments and walk in His ways. That's what this is about.
You know, it's been actually very encouraging. It seems like you and I were the only ones that we knew of that were talking about this repentance.
Repentance.
Besides Jonathan Cahn, and it was just one time in an interview.
Right.
And, I mean, we had a repent event the entire week. Now I'm seeing some of these pastors actually ask for prayer for repentance beginning tomorrow morning, you know, throughout the day, which is a great thing, because we don't want to blow this off either.
No.
Because look, Nineveh was told this place, this city will fall in 40 days if you don't repent.
That's right.
Okay, so they repented. So what was going to happen? We don't know. We don't know, because were they going to get invaded? Was there going to be a catastrophic earthquake? We don't know, because they repented. So if this nation doesn't repent, then...
It looks to me like we're going to get trounced if right. we don't, because
and we're
all
totally
our enemies,
set up for it.
Because all of our enemies are on our borders. They're within our borders.
Inside the gates.
They're inside the gates. They're here in mass numbers. 20 million plus is what the universities have calculated on their own.
Right.
And so to think that we've got CCP in safe houses in every single state in this nation right now, it is no question as to what judgment is going to look like on this nation
yeah.
very soon if this goes and falls on deaf ears. And so that is, you know, without a doubt what this judgment will end up being.
Yeah. I would definitely say top off your supplies. Make sure you have the means of self-defense. You will be on your own. If something happens, whatever happens, you're going to be on your own.
Right.
And it's going to be you, your family, your community, your loved ones. And another thing, too, to keep in mind, what's going on in Israel right now could also be a catalyst.
Exactly.
Something that will it'll be the accelerant that could kick off wider conflict. Right. Iran, we're talking about hitting Iran directly now.
Yep.
Russian troops are now in Golan. In that area, the Russians have been working with Iran as allies. So this has the potential for major conflagration. And Amir Sarfati, of course, we follow regularly. He's calling for prayer. I want to read this real quick, and then we'll get to the word of the day. He says, "This month will be a month of extreme manifestations of the enemy concerning Israel. Therefore, I'm calling on the church to pray like never before. I'm calling upon the church leader, ministry leaders, and prayer warriors to take these words very seriously. God is calling his people to stand in the gap for his people. He is commanding the church, saying, comfort, yes, comfort my people." So something else we should be praying about, not just our own country, but praying for Israel.
That's right.
Likely going to get hit here in the next 24 to 48 hours.
Well, and specifically what we are doing about Israel, not Biden is not us, but
right.
but what Biden is doing to Israel could be reflected upon our nation, because he's within our borders.
Yeah.
And just the fact that he's not aiding Israel and instead is supplying Gaza and Hamas with
right.
supplies and telling Israel to stop. That means a curse upon us.
Yes, it does.
That is God looking at us with one big frown saying, "Oh, I don't think so, you guys.
Prepare for the hammer."
Yep. Yeah. That's right. Mm. Well, okay. So the word of the day for Monochromatic Monday comes to us from 1 John chapter 5, verses 1 through 3 that read, "Whoever believes that Jesus is the Christ is born of God, and everyone who loves him who begot also loves him who is begotten of him. By this we know that we love the children of God, when we love God and keep his commandments. For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not burdensome." And that's it.
Good. That was a good one to go to.
Yes. Yep, praise God for that. That's a random turning. And so just, you know, this is the bottom line in everything we've been reading for the past 4 years, is that if you love God, you what? You keep his commandments.
That's what his own words.
Right? That is consistent from the beginning of the Bible to the end of the Bible.
Yeah.
And so even in the last chapter of Revelation, it's describing that the people that are allowed into the kingdom are those who love him and keep his commandments.
Yes.
And both. So, yep. And who walk in his ways. And so you can't just know the commandments. You also have to keep them yourself.
That's right.
So this is, that never changes. And any other doctrine that you've heard out there saying you don't have to keep the commandments,
right,
is sorely, sorely misunderstood at best.
Right.
That whole teaching that you don't have to keep the commandments, that is failing to understand the entire scope of the Bible.
That's right.
And so you need to get into the Word yourself, because never once does it say that the Ten Commandments are null and void.
Right.
And in fact,
quite opposite, actually.
Exactly, the exact opposite. It's Jesus upped the ante with his Sermon on the Mount.
Yep.
And said, we're going to use that Ten Commandments as a ladder to get to those changes in your heart.
Yes.
And you have to start acting on all of those commandments in your thoughts and in your heart, and how you treat everyone. It must be with love.
Right.
And so so the Ten Commandments are absolutely a building block to get to the higher teaching that Jesus taught of love God and love your neighbor as yourself.
That's right.
So
good.
So yep, all the way to the very end.
Okay. Awesome. That's good stuff. Okay. So 1 John, was that chapter 5?
1 John chapter 5, verses 1 through 3.
1 through 3. Okay. Got it. All right. There we go. Well, let's go ahead and take a break, and we'll come back on the other side. We've got some things lined up here, and at least one audio clip for you. And this segment brought to you by JesusAppears.com, helping to get you rapture ready. Don't get left behind. Learn what that means. Go to JesusAppears.com. We'll be back with segment 2 of the Morning Commute right after this. Stay right there.
I'm Renee Holiday. I'm announcing my candidacy for Congress for District 5 in Eastern Washington as a strong conservative Christian MAGA Republican. We are currently in an existential crisis in America because of weak leadership who have failed to place God first over this nation. They have also failed to keep their oaths of office to uphold and defend the Constitution and the rights of the individual. They have failed to secure our elections and have opened our border to an invasion from over 172 countries. America has never been more vulnerable to attack than we are now. I'm running because Eastern Washington needs a rep with some spine that can stand up to this lawless regime and help bring America back under the safety of our Constitution by securing our elections and closing our border. I have already written the congressional bill to do just that and have been publicly pushing it for the past year. Eastern Washington needs a fighter with a record of being effective in fighting the globalists, and that fighter is me. I have been fighting the globalists for 18 straight years and have written 2 books about it. Eastern Washington needs an effective fighter in D.C., and that fighter is me, Renee Holiday. I need your vote on August 6th, but I need your support right now to kick off my campaign. I'm running to win and to take America back, and I can only do this with your support. Let's get it done together. So you can go to my campaign website at ReneeHolidayForCongress.com. It's spelled ReneeHoladay forCongress.com.
This ad paid for by the committee to elect Renee Holiday, Washington Congressional District 5.
Are you prepared to defend yourself in the dark? A weapon light helps you identify and even deter threats in low light. But it can be difficult to find a secure and comfortable holster. At Works, we design and build holsters for Glock and Sig Sauer pistols with lights. Our precision fit holsters will help you carry with confidence so you're ready to defend yourself day and night. Go to worksholsters.com. Find your gun and light in our holster finder, select your preferred carry style, and order your holster today.
Welcome back, Christian Patriots, to the Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty. I'm John Jacob Schmidt from Radio Free Redoubt, Lady Liberty from Liberty State Radio and the Political Church Podcast, and the current candidate for District 5, Congressional District 5, Eastern Washington. Welcome, Lady Liberty.
That's right, everyone. Welcome back to Monochromatic Monday, where the truth of God is black and white.
Exactly.
Well, now we've got some a clip here that is from, Devin Nunes and Fox News. And just their closing statement is just about enough to make your head spin. Listen to what they have to say here.
Unbreakable.
Devin, before you go, real quick on China, how worried are you about TikTok, the misinformation campaign, as the CCP tries to infiltrate and get involved in our election in November?
Well, look, it's about 100% chance, and it always happens, and it's happened forever. I mean, it's, you know, Russia's done it. China, remember in the whole Russia thing? It's like, okay, yeah, the Russians do something. Yeah, the Chinese are going to do something. But don't forget, probably the worst is the Democrats who control Facebook and Instagram and the other censoring conservative thought.
Okay, we'll leave it there.
Yep. You know, he makes a good point. There's no question TikTok is going to be, it's a military, it's a Chinese communist military, PLA, intelligence tool for influence ops. So TikTok will definitely be used in that manner. But the best point made here, we have our own. We don't even need the Chinese to be meddling with our elections through TikTok when we've got the Democrats controlling information ops.
Well, and the thing
on all the rest of the platforms.
You know, I think that what he's saying is slightly misinformed and wholeheartedly understated as to the fact that China is actually pretty much in control of our elections right now, according to all of the information we've covered previously about Ryan Germany having all the passcodes to all of these Dominion machines and votes, which are sent directly by him to China, because they're the ones that in Beijing, China, where the Carter Center is located in China. And that's where they manipulate these votes.
That's right.
And so
they oversee our elections.
So Devin Nunes is grossly understating China's involvement in our elections. Yep. I mean, do we have to keep bringing up the Ryan Germany info, or does everybody kind of know that now? I mean, we can post it again.
Short
I'd be
memories.
Happy to. But this is China all the way around. China, China, China. They're the ones that are the primary owners of Dominion voting machines.
Right.
And so how many times are they going to pull this and we're going to just keep going, oh, surprise, surprise. Guess what? China's involved. Oh, wow, that's shocking.
Yeah, and another news flash brought to you exclusively here by The Morning Commute. Not one single bill was entered into Congress last week ban electronic voting machines.
Yep, imagine that. And so all of those bills that we have sent out since August of last year have yielded no response from any of the congressmen who are apparently, they don't get it. They don't get the importance of voting in this nation.
Right.
That if they actually understood that this nation is based upon our ability to have honest and free elections.
Yes.
Right? Because if they understood that, they would have attacked this first thing out of the gates in 2021. And nobody did. Even still now, 2024, we're coming up upon the most important election there ever will be. And still, crickets. Yep. Crickets in this area. And so, I'm sorry, but that's a huge statement to their intelligence. You know,
right.
If they don't get that, that's meaning that nobody there is very smart at all.
Right.
Except for the perpetrators who are so glad that nobody's talking about electronic voting machines.
Yeah.
You know, clearly the enemy has the upper hand and they're the only ones with any brains.
That's right.
So
I know it's staggering actually to watch, and the things that get argued about. There are some patriots in Congress, but they've even said there's not enough of us. We need help. We need help here. We need more people in Congress that will join us fighting and going on the offensive. There's not enough of them. But still, there's no excuse why one of them could not have introduced a bill to ban electronic voting machines.
Exactly. Actually putting the focus on the single most important issue this nation faces. It's actually more important than the border. The vote comes first in priority over the border. It's
right.
It's a close second with the border, but it's the vote and the border to have a nation.
If the elections weren't stolen and if the elections were protected, we wouldn't have the border issue.
Exactly.
We wouldn't have the child trafficking issue. We wouldn't have billions of dollars going to Ukraine. We wouldn't have the loss of energy dominance and the high gas prices and food prices.
That's right.
I mean, none of this would be, I mean, everything hinges on the person that was able to steal the election and take over the White House compared to the administration that would be running it right now.
That's right.
And the completely different world stage would be completely different.
Right. And so the smart people are the ones that figured out that the vote controls absolutely everything that happens in this nation, both good and bad.
That's right.
Yep.
Yeah, really good. Well, we're going to go get our sunglasses on.
No, yes, not really. That's right.
Up here in the Pacific Northwest, I think it might dim a little bit, but
yep.
We're not too spun up about it. But we will be praying for Israel. We will be praying for America.
And we'll continue to repent.
For repentance, yeah. Because if it doesn't, and it doesn't look like anybody has any intentions, especially in this government, of reversing their policies and their decisions, then we're in for quite a shocker.
That's right, everyone. And also keep in mind, Elijah told the people to repent. Isaiah told the people to repent. Joel told the people to repent. Jonah told the people to repent. Jeremiah, Micah, Amos, Malachi all had the message of repentance. Jesus said repent, and the disciples said repent. And so do we here on the morning commute.
There you go. There's your marching orders. Okay. Okay. Well, you guys be safe out there. Be blessed. And join us tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. for the morning commute right here.
That's right. You all have a marvelous monochromatic Monday. And blessings to all of you Christian patriots out there.